He, of course, is Christer Björkman, Melodifestivalen icon, maestro, and now the man behind the American Song Contest. Hello.
Hi.
I'm really excited about this. Like, obviously, I'm American, so to have a Eurovision show going to my own country, it's giving me all the feels. How do you feel now that the news is out?
It feels a little bit unreal because it's such a huge dream. And just, you know, realize that it actually just, you know, became sort of a reality that we're actually moving towards an amazing adventure that started yesterday, in a way. You know, the go ahead was yesterday. It's amazing. It's something that no one else has managed to do before. So we just have to embrace it and just hope that it will, you know, be fantastic and amazing and bigger than life.
For people who are just hearing about this for the first time, what is the American Song Contest?
Well, I mean, it is an adaptation of the Eurovision Song Contest. It's not the Eurovision Song Contest. It's an American version of it. And it will be a series of programs where there are qualifiers, where all states plus the territories and DC compete against each other with original music in a setup that looks, you know, like a selection show plus the grand finale with the two semifinals and the final. So it's quite a lot of shows, you know, that we will do. And it will be, well, I mean, it will resemble a TV season in a way.
Ooh, so this is not just three live shows. This could be 12, 15.
No, I don't think it's that many. I think the shows are almost equally long. At least that's what my understanding is at the moment. So that qualifiers, semifinals, and a final. That's the setup.
Got it. And Eurovision is obviously done through the national broadcasters. How will it work in the United States? Local NBC affiliates or local radio stations?
Good question. I don't really have an answer to that yet. That will be developed in the near future. So when this is over, I will pack my bags and I will move to Los Angeles, where the hub will be, where this will be developed in detail. And there's a fantastic team being built at the moment as we speak, literally. And I've met parts of them. I did before I got to Rotterdam. I was in the States. I worked with them for 3 weeks. So it's developing. And very quickly. So a lot of the details are not quite there yet. And there are also some details that NBC will own the right to tell you about. So I'm not going to go too far in details.
And obviously at Eurovision, we get unknown artists, we get established artists. Do you have a vision for the type of artist that will compete?
I would say roughly the same. That is sort of to me, that's the ultimate mix, really, because you really do want to have the established artist challenged by new talent. However, there's a difference between new talent and ready to go talent. So it's not an artist school, you know, so you want these artists to be on a very high professional level, even though they are not a household name. And I would say there's a difference there. And this is something that we talk very much about, since America is sort of the inventor of the talent shows, and they have had them for so many years. So we really need to be very careful with that to make everybody understand that, no, this is a show for professionals. Mm-hmm. Even though they might not be household names all over the states when they start their journey, they will hopefully be that when we end it.
So I grew up in Georgia, and we love beauty pageants. It's always like, we got to support Miss Teen Georgia. We got to support Miss Alabama. How much do you think state identity will sort of feed the popularity of the American Song Contest?
That's a very interesting question, because apart from the Miss America pageant, not very often do you have competitions between the states as such. But we hope to build that in this, because we will treat it as a sporting event, and we will use the rivalry between states when it comes to sports. And I know that that's very much driven by universities and cities rather than just the state. But it's always connected. You always say a city with the state connected to it. So we have to find the perfect balance when it comes to city, state, and, you know, the connection of the artist is very important. So as you know, the postcards are used in one way in the Eurovision. I think they would be used slightly different in the States and put more emphasis on the connection to the state that they represent.
Great. And have you learned anything about American music in all the time you've been preparing, you know, to pitch the show and now stage the show?
You know, I have that still to do. I mean, I know of the music that travels across borders, you know, that come to Europe. And I did study in the States. So, I mean, I'm sort of aware of the how the setup is, that each and every genre almost has their own radio stations and their own platforms. And then you have the crossover hits that manage to break those barriers and actually become a hit on all platforms. So, and that always fascinated me when that happened. So that was something that I was not used to from Sweden. So, and I remember this very vividly, that I was impressed by that. And this is also what we hope to do in this show, that we will find these songs and these artists that can, you know, have a crossover effect. So it's interesting. It's going to be very, very interesting to follow the process, because the team that will do this, that I will work with very closely, obviously, I will just have a very, very open mind and you know, almost like a sponge, just to, you know, learn and be open to America.
We've been joking here in Rotterdam, oh, I've got to call the Indiana head of delegation. We needed an interview ASAP. Better call the head of press for Florida. It's going to be so amusing to see all these different factions. There will be drama, Krista, let me tell you.
Oh, good. We love good drama.
I'm just curious, when you were kind of shopping this around, what was your main selling point? Or rather, I guess, how did you convince people that America is ready for this type of competition?
Well, a combination of a few things. One is that it's astonishing that such a successful format has not yet reached the United States. I mean, that's one. The second is that I feel personally that the formats that are around now in the States are quite old. You know, you've had Idol, The Voice for quite a long time. And that in itself is a reason to do something new. And also that with Songland, have you seen Songland?
Yes.
Good. Because that is the first time you actually put focus in a TV show on music, the song writing and the process of taking a song, putting it, you know, like a production costume on it and make it a hit, which also has worked. And that gave us sort of a half open door, you know, for this show, because the interest for new music has grown with some of the public at least. And it's time to make a show with original music, not only covers.
Definitely. And another aspect of this, which is really interesting, is the inclusion of the US territories like American Samoa, Guam, North Mariana Islands, Puerto Rico, and US Virgin Islands. I think that's right.
Well done.
Great geography. It's nice because I have friends from Guam and they often say, oh, we don't actually always feel included because we're so far away, kind of like people in Hawaii, they often don't feel included. How important was broadening this beyond just the US states to the territories?
I think it's really, really important because as we also, one of the selling points was the diversity, you know, that this show is so inclusive, everyone is welcome, and we want to hear all kinds of music, you know, all contemporary music styles should fit in here. And that means also everyone in the territories should be, you know, included. So it's actually part of the whole idea of the Eurovision that you should be inclusive. It should be, you know, open to everyone. So I think it's great. And it gives spice to the music, you know, the variety and everything.
Absolutely. And in Sweden, you're famed for creating as many hits as possible with Melodifestivalen. And you do it every year. We look at the charts and we're always blown away, like, wow, this has such great sway. With this competition in America, are you thinking on similar lines that the goal is to produce hits?
Yeah, I would say so. Apart from really good entertainment, yes. The upside in the States is that you have very few language barriers.
True.
You know, a lot will be in English. You will hear some Spanish, probably. And then I hope that there will be a little bit more than that, but I guess most of it will be in those two languages. So I think that it's gonna be an easier journey in a way than it is in the Eurovision, where you come across quite a few different languages and some of them might not travel over the borders. It happens, but, and it might happen this year, so we'll see. But I feel that the chances of getting good music and good hits is there, definitely.
Do we have any idea when this will air in the United States?
I think we do, but I think that's a question for NBC to answer, since they are in charge.
Fair enough. And you're obviously very much a diplomat in Sweden. You have your contacts at record labels. You know, you're a gentleman. I'm curious, in the United States, will you sort of be the ambassador for the show, going from state to state to kind of invite people on, encourage states or cities to sign up?
I will be one of them. However, I am humble enough to understand that I'm a nobody in the States. yes, I do have a track record, but they don't know anything about that, what that means. So I will have a couple of more really well-known people from the music business that will go with me, and they will have a track record that is known to all the labels and all the publishers, and also to artists and composers. So, but I will be there because what I can do and what I believe can help is that I am passionate. I totally love this project, and that usually is a good selling point. So as long as I have someone alongside me that also has a track record that they can trust, then I think I can add on to that and be helpful.
Oh, will this competition take place in arenas, or is it going to be TV studio based?
That is not yet decided, because it's all up to what happens with this pandemic. You know, the when is it over? When can we sort of go back to something that is sort of normal? We really, nobody can answer that exactly. So we don't know. All roads forward are taken into consideration, and we will see where it lands.
And we first heard about the American Song Contest in Tel Aviv, I believe. You had a press conference, and we were there with our camera. It's on our YouTube channel, yeah, you can watch it. But clearly the work started well before that. How much time and how long have you personally been working on this?
Was it 2 years ago in Tel Aviv? Yeah. So two and a half till now, I would say. No, three and a half. Three and a half.
Ooh, well, they were 3.5 years well spent. We are so excited, Christer Bjorkman. Thank you for making this happen. I'm going to tell everybody to watch. This is going to be amazing.
Will you come to the first final?
I am ready. Let's do this. I'll bring my mom. I'll tell her I'm visiting her, and we'll just swoop her away. We'll go to Hollywood, wherever you are. Georgia is going to do amazing in this competition, because we have country music, we have rap music, we have it all. I'm so excited.
I know.
He is Christer Bjorkman. It is the American Song Contest. Do have a Google. Hot news is dropping about this. Go have a look. We cannot wait to see it. Christer Bjorkman, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.